And I would just like to add that it has been such a joy and, dare I say it, an honor to have had you as our professor this semester, sir. Why the hell are you looking at me like that? No, spit it out. I want to hear it. Was I not enough of an asshole for your liking? Was I actually being a nice and good person instead of just being an annoying dick? Was that it? I'm sorry I can't be more like you. I'm not a teacher's pet. You're just not used to seeing what it's like when teachers actually like being around you and aren't dreading every second they have to spend listening to your stupidity. Oh, fuck off. You know damn well that the only reason you got a higher score on that was because I had to work double shifts that entire week. Ugh, you are actually insufferable. Well, yeah, if he was still here, I would fucking ask him, but everybody already left. I bet the professor would have told you the same. No, I won't refer to him by name. It's unprofessional. Oh, I'm sorry for wanting to maintain some degree of fucking decorum. Someone has to, because clearly you don't give a fuck about rules or authority or being respectful or... What the fuck was that? Okay, yes, I kissed you, but only because you leaned. You were leaning in like you were about to kiss me. Yeah, but I only kissed you because you were leaning, and I thought you were going to kiss me, and I didn't want to give you the satisfaction of... God damn it, why are you such a good kisser? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. No, for once in your life, be quiet and listen. Close the door. Now listen and listen closely. I want you to fuck the shit out of me. I want you to slam into my cunt so hard that 3 years from now, I'm still going to compare every hookup I ever had to you. I want you to fuck me so good, so fucking rough, so deep, that you're going to make me regret giving you the chance to fuck me, because now I can never feel anything that good ever again. Because you're only getting one chance, motherfucker. I still hate you, but you're by far the hottest guy in here, not to mention the only one that isn't a complete moron. So I want you to release every fucking bit of anger, resentment, jealousy, sexual tension, every type of feeling. I don't give a fuck. I want you to release anything and everything you felt and thought about me, everything you fantasized about. I want you to release it all as you fuck me. I want you to fucking destroy me. Does it look like I'm joking? Oh, calm down. I already asked about cameras weeks ago. Nobody's watching us. Yes, because I actually prepare for the things I plan, unlike you. You have seen a girl naked before, haven't you? Oh, shut the fuck up and stop pretending already. I know damn well you want to fuck me. You really give your genes too much credit. There's only so much they can hide, you know? Oh, yeah, I have to sit here and believe it was just a coincidence that I could practically see you throb the time I had to scooch past you when I came to class after a full night of clubbing and partying, still dressed all slutty and probably smelling like sex and perfume. So what the fuck are you scared of? I'm giving you an opportunity here. Full control. Just this once. So... are you going to make this half a year of bickering and sexual tension worth it? Or are you going to pussy out like a little bitch? Ugh, are you even listening? You're just fucking staring at my tits, you douchebag. Oh, yes, because I am so intimidated by you. And your muscles. And your eyes. Why are they always so intense? But, like, chill out. No. I'm not nervous. I literally told you. I want it rough. I don't fuck with that stupid, cutesy, making love by the candlelight bullshit. I don't want to make love with you because I don't fucking love you in the slightest. I want to fuck you because you're an annoying little fucker. That's why. What are you doing? Okay, I asked you to fuck me, not finger me. You know I don't like lying. You know I don't like lying. Stop asking me that. Stop it. Shut up. Shut the... fuck up. Okay. It feels good. It feels fucking amazing, okay? You happy? You got what you fucking wanted to hear? God, even during foreplay, you're a cunt. Just shut the fuck up and keep rubbing my wet fucking cunt, you asshole. Oh, I'm your pretty little whore, huh? How often does that line work for you? Yeah, whatever. Say whatever the fuck you want. I'm not here to be your little porn star parrot or whatever the hell you want. I'm not repeating shit. So go fuck yourself. But not before you fuck me. Which, at this rate, will probably be somewhere around 2050. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're more into build-ups than a fucking construction company. Shut the fuck up. Like, your jokes are so clever. I don't care enough about winning this argument, which I totally would, by the way. So, are you going to stick your dick in my tight little cunt, or are you going to talk all day? Hey! Put me down! The desk? Really? The professor always sits on this thing, man. Come on. Ugh, you have no fucking respect. Oh, wow. Am I wet? Oh, my God. That must be because I am so into you being an inconsiderate asshole and totally isn't just a physical reaction to being fucking finger blasted. Okay, I'm already bent over the desk. A hand on the back of my head seems a bit excessive. Like, okay, you're strong or whatever, but you don't need to hold me in place. Like, you're not gonna fuck me hard enough to... Oh, holy shit. Be careful. Oh my God. No, not with me, you idiot. With the fucking desk. You're gonna break this thing in half. Holy fuck. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Holy motherfucking shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, your dirty dog is so creative. I'm trying to survive here. Holy shit. Feels like you're gonna split my pussy in half. Your cock is so fucking thick. It's so good. It feels so fucking good. Shut the fuck up, I don't care. I can't boost your ego if it's already at the maximum human limit. Holy fuck. Could you at least be gentle enough so I can make my comebacks in peace? Fuck. You're such a jerk. I'm gonna come. Shut up. I'm not attracted to assholes. Oh, fuck, you're begging for permission shit. If you don't keep fucking me, I will make your life hell. This is not one of those fucking a girl into submission bullshit stories from your little pornos, okay? So you better keep fucking me, or I'm gonna treat your ballsack like a game of whack-a-mole. Fuck, I'm close. Spit in my mouth. Spit in my fucking mouth and treat me like a whore. What part of fuck me like you hate me didn't you fucking get? More. Do it again. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all over our professor's desk. Fucking hell. I hate you. Out of all the fucking spots. You asshole. Daddy, fuck. Slow down. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah, I did. I called you daddy. So fucking what? It doesn't mean shit. Like I said, this isn't fucking fantasy land. I just like being a fucking whore for you. Yeah, I like it because I fucking hate you and you hate me. Treat me like trash, daddy. I'll thank you for it. worse you treat me, the wetter I fucking get, Daddy. Yeah. Pull my hair and grope me. You know, most guys would ask me if they were hurting me or pulling too hard. Inconsiderate dickhead. Fuck, that hurt. Wow, your response to fuck that hurt really was just to spank me even harder? You're really taking full advantage of this opportunity, huh? Fuck, it hurts so good though. I'm still so sensitive. And you're fucking me so roughly. I think I'm gonna come again. Yeah, it's fast. Whatever. Fuck you. Jealous? You want me to talk about your dick? Too fucking bad. You're not getting the satisfaction. Yeah, I'm a fucking bitch. I'm your fucking bitch, aren't I, Daddy? You're gonna fucking show me by making me come on your thick fucking daddy dick like a whore, aren't you? I've never come multiple times, Daddy. Nobody ever fucked me like you do. Nobody treats me like I need to be fucking treated. Spit on my face as I come, Daddy. Treat me like shit. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, more. More, please. Give me more. Fuck. Split me. The fuck. Open. Holy shit, Daddy. I'm gonna come again, thank you. Fuck my ass. You heard me. If you ask me again, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. You're not deaf, you stupid motherfucker. I want you in every single fucking hole. Like I said, I want to never be able to have any kind of sex without comparing it to this. And I want to fucking hate you for it. Shove that massive dick into my tiny little asshole, pretty please, Daddy. I need it. Works every fuck time. Holy shit. At least ease me into it, you asshole. Oh. Yeah, of course my ass jiggles as I'm getting fucked. Have you seen how much I squat? Holy fuck. Is that your foot on my head? Holy shit, that's so hot. Oh, you're such a fucking dick. Oh my god. Your cock feels fucking massive in my tight little asshole. You're so fucking big, Daddy. Ugh, you're such a typical fucking guy. You just want to get your fucking ego stroked, don't you? I don't fucking care. It feels too good for me to give a shit at this point. Fuck me with that big fucking dick, Daddy. Nobody makes me feel like you do. Nobody could ever fuck me like you. Holy shit. I'm gonna come again. No, I'm serious. God, shut up. I'm not easy. It's just you. It only happens with you. God, I usually take ages to come with you. It just feels so fucking good. Are you fucking happy now? Just shut up. Grab my fucking hips. Grope my ass. Slap it. Choke me. Grope me. Spit on me. I don't give a fucking shit. Just please, please, please keep fucking me with that big fucking daddy dick. Holy shit. Shut up. For once in your life, just shut the fuck up. I want to hear you moan. And nothing fucking else, okay? Give me this one thing. Holy fuck. Daddy. Daddy, daddy, daddy. Yes, daddy. I'm your pretty little whore. I'm daddy's
pretty little whore. God, I hate myself right now. You're such a jerk. I'm gonna come again. Holy shit. We're not done. We're not fucking done. One more hole. Why would you care? You hate me, right? So shove that big, thick, massive daddy dick right from my pretty little asshole down my whore throat. Because you don't give a fuck about me. And I don't give a fuck about you. You care more about your orgasm than about my oxygen. And I care more about tasting your cum than I care about your feelings of the ethics of motherfucking ass to mouth. So stop being a little bitch and... Harder. Go harder. Deeper. I don't give a fuck. Break my fucking jaw if you have to. I don't give a shit. I need this. Reshape my throat to the shape of your cock. Forever. Like a proper three-hole cum dump whore. Grab the back of my head and hold me the fuck down until you give me that big, sticky load. Oh, fuck. You came a lot. Yeah, sorry. Some got on the floor, Daddy. I'll lap it up like a good girl. I can't let your perfect cum go to waste. Fuck no. Wait, are you seriously fucking filming me as I'm about to lap up your cum from the literal fucking lecture hall floor? God, you're such a fucking asshole. Ugh, shut the fuck up. No, I won't smile for the camera. You're lucky I didn't fucking kill you the second you took out your phone. God, you're such a jerk. I'm 100% certain neither of us came that hard in our lives. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a stupid little man with a stupid big ego and a stupid big cock. Fuck you, man. Whatever. We both got it out of our systems, so now we can both go back to fucking hating each other in peace. Like I said, you got one fucking chance, and that's it. You wish. You were good, but not that good. Your personality is still more than shitty enough to deter me from fucking you again, thank you very much. Now get the hell out of here so we don't walk out at the same time and people get suspicious. Ugh, shut up, you jerk. I fucking told you. This is a one-time deal. Like I said, this isn't one of your little fantasies, okay, asshole? I'm not gonna get fucking addicted to your dick or some shit, so wipe that stupid, arrogant smirk off your face and get out.
Shut up, and don't make me regret this call, asshole. It's 3 a.m. I'm too tired to deal with your stupid quips. I texted you the address to my place. Don't bring condoms.